Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gonna take it like man.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mac Dre is dead.
I agree with you.
Your daughters know about Mac Dre.
Okay.
Where we cafeteria after? Because I missed you Friday. I stood you up.
That's right. I forgot.
My bad. I was the Thursday ticket lot out of me this summer.
I forgot about that. So,
yeah, I heard something
went
down.
It's hard to say no to you, man. You just got that puppy look.
Here's what he does.
It's actually really easy.
Thank you. Mom and Dad said that word to me all the time. Okay, so.
You were going anyway, so.
No, stop it. Stop it right now. So, I go to him. We go on. Yeah. Oh, but I got hurt last night. Okay, well, you know, let me know. Okay. 2:12, I leave, and I go, Goo, you goo, eh? He said, I'll see you down there.
Yeah, good intentions.
I'm like, okay. So then, by the time I get there, it's a 15-minute walk, then he texts me, I'm not going to make it.
You
could have told me that before I left the building.
Yeah.
And I would have gone straight home.
No, you did. My bad. I owe you. You put wow, then I go, all right, I'm turning around. You go, it's all good.
It was fine. Yeah. You didn't miss much.
You snitched on me to Harry this morning.
Yes, I did.
Oh, whoa.
I did.
I didn't appreciate that.
Too bad.
Will we ever meet Harry?
I've never met Harry.
You got to be kidding me.
No, never met him in person.
Scotty, come on.
Nope. Can we get him in studio?
He said he may call in at one point. Later in the season.
We would love that.
After he's proven right, he wants a piece of you.
Who doesn't?
Hey, George, Kittle, tell me about losing.
I will say win, loss is significantly better than last year when it was like loss, 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 loss. So as long as we're not like getting worse as a team, I thought besides the turnovers and stuff like that, our offense still, we were moving the ball. I mean, Mac Jones had a hell of a football game. Was he 33 of 39? I mean, the interception actually is a catch. It's not a complete pass, so 34. He said that to me, and that was his idea. That's funny. It is frustrating. Like, losing sucks. This is what it is. I hate losing. It's not very fun. But as long as, like, we're getting better, and what, the Rams are the number one defense in the NFL. They're, like, everyone's favorite team in the NFL. So, like, was that a must-win game? I don't know. I mean, I want to win every single game, but you know, we still have plenty of games in front of us that if we win those, we'll put ourselves in positions to succeed at the end of the season. So we just can't let this loss turn into another loss. So we have to figure out a way to not screw off next week and go into Arizona and have a really good game against them.
We'll be fine.
I love George Kittle. I do. He's cool.
You got to like him.
He's cool.
Yeah. My only issue I ever had with George is in the Super Bowl. You were running stand-up material as McCaffrey was fumbling, and you could have jumped on it. Other than that, George, we need more of you, man. He was running. They had the mic. I'm like, dude, turn around. Anyway.
Got to play till the whistle.
Yep.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Oh, man, you know, it's time to put that right on the table, dog. Y'all took my call because
let me take a crack at it. Just a crack at it.
Uh-oh.
You're done with John Lynch, and you'd like a real football guy to be in there making the personnel decisions.
That's one way to clean things up, but that's not where I was going.
All right.
I think a bigger conversation needs to be had. And I think there's a tale of two sides of the fan base. I think there's one side of the fan base that grew up idolizing the 49ers and Eddie DeBarlow and their commitment to excellence. You know, where every year the only question is, do we have a chance to win the Super Bowl? And if we didn't, we'll figure it out. You know, and there's the other side where I call the Santa Clara 49ers fans and people that think the way they idolize Kyle Shanahan because he's not Tom Sula, he's not Chip Kelly, and they accept underachieving. You know, almost winning Super Bowls, bad drafting, bad free agent signings. They just make excuses, injuries. Oh, we had a bad deal. It's always a new excuse every year. And this year, the new, not a new excuse, it's one we use quite often, is the injury excuse. Yeah, does it suck losing Bosa and Fred? Absolutely. But you know what? That happened way before the trade deadline. Okay, you had chances to improve the roster and give yourself a better chance. Now, will making the trade guarantee you a Super Bowl? No. But you have to at least put that effort in. And if you're going to tell me that, after every loss, the injuries, then don't play Kittle. Don't play CMC. Then just say the season's over. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of this mindset of this team where, I guess we'll try next year. And do what next year? What's going to be different next year? You're gonna be older. You're gonna be having the same person probably in charge of drafting and developing. You can't even get guys on the field that you drafted in the third round. And that's not even being discussed. You know, the QB thing is the least of the conversation, in my opinion. You had a run and you didn't capitalize on that run. So
wow.
You know, it's like I said, it's just a tale of two sides of the fan base. And people
want
to make excuses.
Where are you at, Dave?
Can't tell.
What needs to happen?
What needs to happen, we need to make better football decisions. You need to sign better. You need to draft better. You need to get talent. We need to stop this. Whatever they draft for scheme. You know, get guys that are talented. Stop having this QB carousel. For 9 years under Shannon, it's always a QB conversation. You know, it's always something with this team. And I just think we need to not accept, we went to NFC Championships. We've been, stop setting that as, that's the goal. The goal is to win the Super Bowl. And like I said, the old times, they wouldn't accept what's been going on in San Francisco the last few years.
All right, Dave. Appreciate the call. I get your frustration. I do.
Let me, all right, Stein, can I do something? 2018 draft. Mike McGlinchey, Dante Pettis, Fred Warner, Tarvarius
Moore.
Two
out of three good ones.
Kentavious Street, DJ Reed, Marcel Harris, Julian Taylor, Richie James.
Okay.
Okay. 19 draft. Bosa, Samuel, oh my God. Jalen Hurd. Wisnowski, Greenlaw.
That's four out of five.
Caden Smith, Justin School, and Tim Harris.
School started on their offensive line for a little bit, didn't he?
All right, 2020, real quick. Okay. Kinlaw, Ayuk, McKivitz, Warner, and Jennings.
Warner? Fred Warner?
I said him, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Tight end.
The tight end.
All right, 2021. Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon. Ambry Thomas, Jalen Moore, Lenore, Hufanga, Elijah Mitchell.
Okay. I mean, the last three guys were
not getting a
play, well, played for him.
But Hufanga's not here. Nobody, I'm just asking, I mean, you, do you put that as a plus? But they could use him right now.
Well, no. I put, like, drafting Dre Greenlaw was a good pick. Like, that's the way I look at it.
2022, real quick, and I'll be done. Drake Jackson, Davis Price, Danny Gray, Spencer Burford, Samuel Womack, Kalia Davis, and Brock Purdy.
Not Purdy. It's but like
there's a lot of names in there where
See, it's like the see, this is what you don't understand. It's like when Chris Mullin drafted Ike Diagu at 9, then followed it up with Monte Ellis at 40. So it wipes out the 9.
And who could they have gotten instead of Ike? Who wouldn't that who could the he have drafted before Ike?
I don't know. Yeah. He was the 9th pick.
Yeah. But anyway, I heard Shasky this morning. He's upset, Stoney, because he hit me, and that's why I went here. What if this is just you had a chance to win 2 Super Bowls, you didn't. Now your guys are hurt, and now you might just have to retool and build.
Well, they are.
So the youngsters on defense, this is just part of their growing pains right now.
Yeah.
Without Warner and Bosa.
Of course.
No, I hear
you. What do you think?
Well, what about the people that wanted to trade? Lawrence Taylor or Fred Dean was not out there. Ronnie Lott was not out there. You weren't getting Sertan. And I don't even know if you had him yesterday. Well, you barely beat the Falcons. But I'm just like, I don't know, Stoney. I just know you've been the most physical, one of the most dominant teams since 2019.
Yeah, apparently.
Now guys are dropping like flies. I think I'm no doctor. That's a byproduct of playing all deep into the season and Super Bowls and NFC championship games that you lost, then maybe you got to go back to the lab and reinvent yourself. You got your quarterback, allegedly, and, you know, do I dare say McCaffrey's at a Steph Curry era in his career where he's older, but he's still playing his ass off. He's not a problem.
I don't know. I mean, what's McCaffrey's best attribute? His running. He can catch. He does other things. But I don't know. What's Steph's? It's 3-point shooting. So what's the equivalent of McCaffrey running right now?
Well, he's not hitting threes like Steph.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
But he's, what about catching the ball? He's helping you move the are you dare? I'm just asking you, Stoney, alluding. I know you're not afraid to say it. That when you have McCaffrey catch the ball, that's almost a win for the defense because he's not running it on you.
Probably. I mean, I don't know how it all shakes out.
I'm looking at the Rams, the box score yesterday. He only ran it 8 times. Excuse me. What did I say? How many times did he tote the rock yesterday? 12 times.
Right.
But you got down 21.
Exactly. Like, that's my point about getting down 21.
But you turned the ball over on downs, too, when it wasn't 21-0.
Because your offense wasn't good enough. I mean, like, you get down 21-0.
Oh,
like,
I got you.
We can't then say, and I'm not saying you're saying it, how come McCaffrey didn't? Well, because you were down 21-0. I mean, you can't run.
But I do wonder, Evan, just to take a – well, my bad, E. Like, is that a win for the defense that you're getting McCaffrey to catch it instead of running it? Is there a more underlying issue going on that –
not
that
he's not – the offensive line stinks.
It was pretty good yesterday.
No, it was. I got to give him credit, man.
Mac Jones wasn't on the ground whatsoever.
He didn't get sacked. I'm talking about the running game. Yeah, why can't they run?
And you're going to throw something at me, but when Rob – and I'm not saying Robinson should have been in there. I guess I am. Mix it up. He averaged 5 yards a pop.
Right. But how many times are you going to run Robinson when you're losing by 2 scores most of the game? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's see Mac Jones.
I got something to read to you, too.
How do you judge yesterday's game?
I don't know. I don't really think about scoring points. I think about doing my job on each play, and those come with doing your job. If you can stack up good drives and get it down to the red zone, then you get a chance. Like, obviously, I want to score points, but I'm not sitting there like thinking about that. I'm thinking about doing my part, and I think that's how we can be better. When everyone, all 11 guys, do their job correctly, then the points will come, and I know we want to get to that 30-point mark, and once you do that, you feel pretty good as an offense. Like you played well enough to give yourself a chance. So definitely want to continue to grow in that area, but it starts with execution in the process, really, over results.
Okay. That's Mac Jones.
And you couldn't ask for – forget the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. The bottom line is, Stoney, you couldn't ask for anything more from your backup quarterback that he's given you, right? He's been an A+. On a bad day.
He's done what you want a backup quarterback to do.
And Austin in San Jose telling me, Guru, the guys that play deep into the Super Bowls are mostly gone. I mean.
All right. Are they?
You got to figure out this injury thing. Or is there anything
you're not
going to
figure out now.
Well.
I mean, you're not.
Well, you do got to figure out is IU coming back. Because now, if I'm a Niner fan, I'm getting excited about that with Pearsall. If you're telling me they got to take it up a notch or two, I mean, that would help. But you don't know how realistic it is.
I have no idea when Pearsall or Ayuk are coming back, or even if they are. Christian McCaffrey on Robinson taking some touches.
It's awesome. You know, we take a lot of pride in that room, being able to do everything. And, you know, he brings a great energy, great change of pace to our offense. So it's awesome.
All right. Thanks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's giving McCaffrey a breather.
But you know, he's telling his boys, this is not what I expected.
What did he expect?
What about DeMarcus Robinson? Eight touchdowns last year, and he's just an afterthought.
I'm talking about Brian.
Yeah. I mean, Stoney, when he runs, I don't want less McCaffrey. It's just like, how can you not give him the ball more? The dude's a specimen, man. Now, why? You're laughing.
Here we go again.
And then what about Kyle could scheme it up to where they're on the field at the same time. McCaffrey out wide. Just a thought. I mean, Stoney, he truly was wrong. I know it was only 8 carries, but the Rams were trying to tackle the dude. I'm not saying that's why they lost and we're down 21-0. I'm not. I'm just saying. You can't use that a little more? Maybe on that 4th-and-1 that you didn't get?
Oh, now you – see, that's
no, that I will I be just, monitoring this move.
I don't do that.
No?
No. I don't rip a team for going to McCaffrey, who's their bread and butter.
Well, it's a thought.
Robinson runs it and he doesn't get it, you're going to be more mad that McCaffrey didn't get the ball when it was money time.
Wow.
And you know what? You want to run over Trent Williams?
I didn't. I was like, man, they ran the right. I didn't get it.
Anyway, they're still 6-4, and they got fish for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, but you didn't finish. Usually, you give the record and you say they're in. They're 8th. They're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. So go beat the Panthers.
No, you got to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, sure.
I'd rather
beat the Panthers.
I don't
than
like
the
how you're looking at the Cardinals like this. It's a division game one. You're new to that club. Mm. And two, they had you beat. And now I think they got a better quarterback.
Everybody had them beat this year. The 3 of their wins were lucky.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's go to Shannon in Sunnyvale. Talk some sense into my partner.
What up, guys?
Hey, I didn't know if it was a male, Shannon.
Hey,
yeah.
What up, dude? I used to speak to Lorenzo when I was like, I'm still a Raiders fan, but I'm a Niners fan, true and true.
There right? you go, yeah.
So my dad raised me, right? I went to Candlestick games. I'm going to tell you guys, I love you so much. I've rooted for them. I work for them, actually. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way that we're going to get to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl contention, people, look at Stafford. Look at the Rams. Mm. I hate to be like that person that called up. Bro, but look, he broke some records last night. He looks so good. I hate to be a fan of another person, right? But yeah. I'm like, bro, we're not going to get there. You know what I mean? And that's all I want to say.
No, hey, don't be a stranger, Shannon. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Shannon.
I mean, how could you go not give them credit?
A great call.
It was a great call. And you know what? She's gutsy. And she's done something that probably I should have done today because you wouldn't have done it. And that is, what are we talking about? You're not in the Rams class.
You beat them already.
That was a fluke. Well, a flat out fluke. Mm. And you know it.
But they were, I'm just
you
saying.
You know it. They made.
All right, what about the Seattle game that all of a sudden looks like the Rams?
No, it doesn't. No,
they look like the Rams,
was that
too.
The opener? Yeah. That doesn't even count. That doesn't even count. This is just like the NBA. It's just like the NBA. The Niners start 3-0, but you know what? They took those games more seriously. Maybe not more seriously, but teams weren't well-oiled machines at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So they won some, nice games. 3-0.
Don't read B's knees coming for you.
I don't care.
Eagle fan talking about flukes.
What does that mean? I mean, what a sad text that is.
The shoe fits. I know.
What a sad.
Because I built it up like it was really coming after you.
Italian Philly coach.
By the way, so when the league goes to an 18-game schedule, are they going to be two byes?
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Let me tell you.
You might be right. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you what's coming to the NFL, and you're damn right I would do it. I would absolutely do it.
Don't say it. Load management?
Absolutely.
How does that look?
It looks like this. Every five games, I'm given, like, where's the bye in our schedule? It's week 14, okay? But now we have 18 games. I'm telling a guy like McCaffrey, you're not playing game 5 or game 10. Pick.
What if you lose?
What if you lose what?
That game.
It doesn't matter. I'd rather have him fresh for 16 of 18 games. I'm dead serious. If the season goes to 18 games.
If they do two byes, man, there's nothing worse than a bye. I just hate it.
I just think 18 games, play 4, take a week off. Play another 4, take a week off. Play another 4, it's the bye week. They still get 16 of 18 games in. This is my thought. Evan, any thought on that?
Yeah, I don't think load management will ever be a part of the NFL.
So what makes it what it is.
Well, you guys
read every game.
You know what?
Exactly.
You know what? Mouths. You're watching it right now with Brock Purdy. This is load management.
He has turf toe.
Yeah, sure he does.
And it looks like...
What more is load management than Kyle Shanahan saying, you know, I could have played him, but I decided not to.
I don't think
that's
he did
called
Brock
load management.
No, that's called rushing him back too early and losing a game as a result of it.
That's what you call it.
No, that's what he calls it.
But the failure on the Niners.
He said he can't have another Jacksonville game.
But see, he can't control that, Evan, and that's what's... I get what he's saying, but the Niners collectively took turf toe too lightly. Don't say he got re-injured. He was already injured and shouldn't have been playing. So you guys thought, the Niners did, 2 weeks is, just run him back out there. No, everybody, Rappaport, everybody was telling you, this thing's long.
Take it from me. I got sources down in Tampa, too. Like right now, Bucky Irving?
Yeah.
Essentially load managing. They're going to bring him back for the last five games.
But what if he's healthy, though?
He is. He is healthy.
When they changed the schedule from 14 games to 16 games, did anybody consider load management?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't even remember watching football at 14.
With my guy Bucky Irving. Evan. Look at Mike Evans. He's ready now.
He's saying like in the, what was it, in the 80s?
Yeah. I don't even remember watching football when he was 14.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, but there still was a two-game jump. That's my point. They've still added games to the schedule and
didn't give you any rest.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
No, the 49ers are load managing Pearsall right now.
I feel like Evan. I don't even remember the NFL at 14 games.
Orenthal.
That's when it was great, remember?
No, I don't. That's why I'm feeling good about
was at
myself.
Its best.
Steve Young.
14 games is how long the schedule should be.
Hey,
and
you know what?
One of the reasons you're seeing these, like seriously, I think one of the reasons that you're seeing so many games that are imbalanced is because the season's so long, sometimes you just catch a team, it's got nothing.
But Steiny, this is the year of parity, and up until yesterday's afternoon games, I mean, there have been blowouts. Everything has been kind of lightweight competitive. That's another part of why the NFL is so attractive.
Well, if that's what you say, I think the top teams are easy to spot in the NFL.
I do want to say this, and shame on you, and you may have said it Friday. Well, you couldn't have. Rest in peace to the great Lenny Wilkins. Evan, he passed away over the weekend, a great NBA coach and man, and he was the first coach that I've ever witnessed in the NBA Finals that came on at 11:30 at night with my father, Norm, when the Washington Bullets took on the Seattle Supersonics. Downtown Freddie Brown, Gus Williams, Sigma.
Sure.
And who did the Bullets have?
The usual suspects.
Yeah, Wes Unseld, but there was one
Elvin
more.
Hayes.
Yeah, the Big E.
Phil Chenier.
Look at my man.
Jack Maron.
My buddy. Yeah.
Gil, you're absolutely right. Rest in peace to a legend. I got to ask, did you just see it because it popped up on the TV?
No, I saw it over the weekend, and I said when I get to work with you all, I was going to come out with it, and I didn't. Evan, that wouldn't even be.
It's on the TV right now.
There it is.
But remember, we had that happen a little while ago. I gave you guys a nugget, and then
from
it was
on TV. Remember?
You guys accused it from
Walt.
Why would I be ashamed to say, "Oh, I just saw it. I remembered." Not that dude, Evan.
Interesting.
I tell you what,
let me give a real fact, a real nugget.
Hey,
here. Lenny Wilkins actually was inducted twice.
That is, man.
As a player and as a coach.
What an honor.
That would be honors.
Then I want to fight.
We're having fun today. Yeah. All right.
Well, you have to on overreaction. What Moo Willer's going to be? Well, he won his first fantasy
Will's
game
be
over Evan, so he's got his first win in our fantasy league.
Purdy's coming back.
You don't know that.
Want to bet?
No.
Because
I want to see him play. No, I want to see him play.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.